Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Banking Executive Summary Podcast. On Tuesday, the 20th of July, 2021, Australian Securities and Investments Commission and Wilson No. 2 Federal Court of Australia Evidence Corporation's plaintiffs sought direction that particular witness be permitted pursuant to Section 47A of the Federal Court of Australia 1976 Commonwealth to give evidence by video link COVID-19 prejudice credit delay leave granted. Burrows and McPherson and Kelly Lawyer, Sydney, Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Negligence, costs, adjournment, applicant sought leave to appeal against three judgments, dismissal of proceedings, refusal of adjournment, granting of lump sum costs order, appeal dismissed. Skates and Hill Industries Limited, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Workers' compensation, permanent impairment, lump sum payment, applicant sought leave to appeal concerning court's decision in respect of medical assessment by Workers' Compensation Commission, appeal panel, order added, leave to appeal refused. Equity Trustees Wealth Services Limited and WED Supreme Court of South Australia, wills and estates, succession, trusts and trustees, separate question concerning deceased's will, proper construction, whether contrary intention under Section 36 of the Wills Act 1936 South Australia, appeared, court satisfied to exercise discretion to determine question, contrary intention appeared, question answered in the affirmative. Quanten Proprietary Limited and ACT Planning and Land Authority, Supreme Court of the Australian Capital Territory Administrative Law Tribunal made controlled activity order, construction of Crown Lease, Territory Plan, Bailey and Bottrill, 2019 Supreme Court of Australian Capital Territory, appeal and cross-appeal allowed, matter remitted. Thank you for listening.